Hi, everybody. Just want everybody to understand that when you think you're on a plateau, you're really not. But we do call it a plateau. I've been on plateaus to where nothing is moving on my body at all. And I just stay there, and I know this is a lifestyle, so I just stay with it. And certain things happen. Stress is going to hold you up. Maybe you're not walking enough. Maybe your exercise or your movements have slowed down. Maybe you went on a trip. Maybe schedules changed. Even the change of weather is going to make things different for you. But I was not moving at all. My body was the same for a good two and a half months. It didn't matter because my energy was great. I knew that the fat was coming off, and also I knew about visceral fat, the fat inside my body, around my organs. You cannot measure your visceral fat, and your visceral fat is what will kill you. It'll suffocate your heart. It'll go inside your gut and just stays there, and it interferes with all your digestion functions and everything. You really can't measure any of your visceral fat, and you can't liposuction it out. But there's certain things that take place with your body that need to take place. I always say you can never go wrong eating right. Well, yes, that's the way it goes. Every 27 days, you turn over you regenerate your skin cells. Every 2 months, you regenerate your DNA. Every 4 months, you turn over the life of your red blood cells. In a whole year, you've now regenerated your brain. If you've had problems with your brain, as far as cognition or retention, or you've been stressed, anything that's had to do with maybe your ability to function mentally, you don't know what's going on with your brain. You don't know if your liver is doing this or that. You don't know if you've had something in your body that your body's trying to take care of. The immune system prioritizes itself. You don't know if you're fighting a virus or bacteria. It takes 10 to 30 years for cancer to grow. You don't get it over the weekend. You don't get autoimmunes on a Saturday. And you don't know these things are happening in your body. But while you're nutrifying with the supplements and eating phase one or phase two, most of you are trying to lose your fat, so you're on phase one. Questions for phase two are always fun, and I know the phase oners are going like, oh, God, don't talk to me about that yet. But all you phase oners and newbies, hey, what you're doing for the first time is eating like you should have been after you were weaned. So your life is going to change drastically for the better. You're going to age gracefully. Your regulation of mostly your endocrine system, your immune system, your autonomic nervous system, your defense system, your digestive system, everything's going to start getting regulated and normal. All of this takes time because it's at the cellular level. If a kid eats a tomato on Monday and you don't know if he's allergic to it or not, well, you might know that he is by Wednesday or Thursday, because it has to be digested, it has to affect the cells, and then it comes out onto the skin as a rash. So this always happens with new mothers too. You know, your kid picked up a strawberry or something, and it's Monday, and by Wednesday or Thursday, oh my God, my kid's got a rash, what could that be? And the big question is, what did he eat 3 days ago? Well, the same thing with all of us. Our foods have to go through a process, and once it hits our small intestine and gets absorbed by the probiotics and then sent through your digestive walls and in through your bloodstream and sent to every part of your body for repair, building, maintaining the integrity of everything, you're not going to see too much happen for at least about a week. That's why we see people week after week after week get better. Some people expect, like a drug, you take a drug and by the next day you feel different. This is not about drugs. This is about in 22 months you'll turn over all your bone, blood, and tissue. In 7 years, every single cell on your body will be replaced. Can you only imagine? So it's really important that this lifestyle is not just about fat loss, but you're not healthy if you have excess fat. So that's why we call it flush your fat for good, to be lean and healthy for life. Always keep this in mind. You can never go wrong eating right. And the holidays are coming up. And this is the year of commitment. This is the moment. This is the paradigm shift. No, it's not okay if I just have a little cookie here and there. It won't kill me. It'll take you 2 weeks to 4 weeks to get back into nutritional ketosis. You want to spend a year losing fat, or you want to just get rid of it in 60 days? It's really a mindset. The war is on. I remember watching, show with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was the Terminator. And the woman was a very, very weak, afraid of everything. And she just was kind of wishy-washy. And she had a son. But all of a sudden, the Terminator's after her, and she has to defend her son. And she wasn't much of a fighter at all. And at the end of the movie, she had an AK-47 in her hands telling him, hey, come and get it, buddy. That's the where you've got to be. This is your life. You're in control. We're born alone, we die alone. This is your life, your blood, your bones, your tissue, your hormones, everything that God has given you, and your soul, your spirit, everything is within your body that you're in charge of. And that's why we're here. We're here to help you with that commitment. We're here to help you stay on track. We're here to say enough is enough. How many times do you want to go every season into the closet and go, what size am I going to be wearing for the wedding? Oh, the holidays are coming up. Will I fit into the smaller size or the larger size? Everybody had three sizes of clothes in their closet, and by God, they were always dark colors. Enough of that. Enough of that. You want this fat off like yesterday, and that means nothing should knock you off your block. Nothing should entice you. If you're around a bunch of cakes and cookies and bakeries, smell the damn thing. I'm not kidding you. Licorice has no flavor and has no taste. You only taste licorice by smelling. That's a fact. So if you're around all these parties and Halloween coming up and, you know, the Snickers bars and the mint patties and the butter fingers and the Reese's peanut butter, you don't have to taste it. Just smell it. Shove it up your nose. Just big, huge whiff. Smell it and say, okay, that's as far as I'm going. You need to be in control because you have no idea about the damage that's happening to your knees, your ankles, your feet, your hips, especially some of you older people in your 40s and 50s. Fat is so dangerous that especially when you get into your 50s and 60s and 70s, you're either going to be in a wheelchair or you're going to have hip replacement or knee. You think we're kidding? We've seen this in a 30-year practice at Dr. Vicky's office daily. That's why we're adamant about it. That's why we're here. That's why we're serious. America and other countries now, it's Globesity, so it's just not America. America is where the I guess the largest now in obesity, but Mexico's number one. Number one for type 2 diabetes death, which is ridiculous. Now we've got type 2 diabetes as, I think, our second leading cause of death. This is all ridiculous. Don't go down with that ship. Don't be part of the victimization. Don't be part of the ruse that the FDA in America or the marketing for foods are going to bombard you. Look at the commercials. Keeblers. Look at the commercials. Oh, you're low on energy? You know, Kit Kats. You know, they show the diet foods that they're selling, Snickers. And they cut open a chocolate cupcake with the goo running out. Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled by that. you will be completely addicted to wonderful low glycemic fruits, goat yogurt nuts, your lattes, your Jackie's chicken salad, your Jackie's turkey soup, and anything else that you can eat that are lean, clean meats, low glycemic vegetables, and fruit. And trust me, you can eat as much as you want. Don't overeat, don't undereat, and enjoy. But do not lose your commitment for your life.